This is the podcast equivalent of Drinks with Your Best Mom Friends.
If your best mom friends just happen to be therapists.
Introducing Honest Women with Andrea Berkley
and Jessica Hutchison. We know, another therapy podcast.
But it's not the whole be more, do better, rotating panel of experts thing. 30 minutes, no filter, and the deep knowledge that no matter what you're going through, you are not alone.
Listen to Honest Women on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The Burt Show.
All right, so imagine having a neighbor that has security cameras. They're protecting their home, no problem.
Makes sense. It seems like almost everybody has like a Ring camera or something like that on the front of their home.
Except you might be pretty turned off if one of those security cameras was like looking right into your house.
Ooh. Or specifically looking right at your hot tub. That is creepy.
Yeah, so what can you do about that? Gloria is a Burt Show listener here who is having that very problem, so we had to find her an attorney. Hey, Gloria.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, tell us what's going on with your house, with your neighbor, the security cameras, and how you've handled it up until this point.
Okay, sure. So we've lived here for about 4 years, and when we first moved in, there was nothing back there. So about a year in, that's when construction started, and then, of course, COVID hit, and so we were stuck listening and watching all this construction going on just nonstop. So this couple goes in. They appear to be in about their 60s, and everything was cool for about a year. And then this past Mother's Day, we happened to have my older adult children over, and we were in the backyard, and we kind of noticed this. It was a corded Nest video camera. And it was directed right into our backyard where we have a pool and hot tub. So, and their house, I mean, it's just, if you're on the back deck, you can see absolutely our whole backyard. So I get it. That's different. But when you have something that's alerting you whenever there's movement and it's infrared, so at night you can see more than you'd be able to see from your windows or patio, and probably amplify and hear all your conversations you're having while in your hot tub and whatnot, and have it recorded to go back and listen to anytime you want to, it's all very disconcerting. So
it's creepy.
Yeah. So that was Sunday, obviously. So the next Monday after work, my husband popped over there. We'd never met them before. And the lady of the house was there. The husband was already sleeping. I feel she was a little flirty from what I gathered, but that's neither here nor there. But so she claimed, I'm hoping to see if there's any bears.
Bears.
And bears are apparently going to be in your hot tub.
Right. Exactly. So he said, well, we've never seen that. Worst we've seen are frogs and one time a duck in our pool. But we would gladly provide any footage if we would ever get it with our cameras, which only cover our own property. So during this conversation, she made it very apparent that she gets alerts anytime there's motion or even sound. She felt very comfortable to share that, was that your father that was visiting you there a few months back?
Weird.
I didn't know if that was he was the owner of the house or you. Oh, when you pressure washed a couple of weeks ago, that was annoying because the sound was alerting me nonstop.
Yikes.
So she says, okay, well, I can move it. So the next day we saw that it was moved to a corner and directed downward into the very, very small backyard area. So we're like, okay, we're good. Everything's great. So a couple weeks go by and we noticed it's directed a slightly different area of the same deck towards our backyard again. And everybody who sees it, they're like, that's blatantly towards your backyard. It's not doing anything for their own backyard. So during the time my husband was over there, she had given him her cell phone number. So he texted and included me in it and said, and showed photos. This is clearly into our backyard again. We would really like to, handle this amicably. And she says, well, I was trying to catch some sort of a drainage easement in my backyard. It's always these weird things that don't make sense because it's not pointed down into their very small backyard.
Yeah.
Into our backyard. So she said something like, well, I'll see if I can do something to appease both of us. And it just keeps moving around. Again, it's corded. It's white. Very obvious to see. And it's just constantly, it's just The last time was just a couple weeks ago, and we said, again, this is, by the way, this time I took photos from our bedroom window showing that I can, they can see into our bedroom window.
Damn.
I don't know if the infrared makes it easier than if you're just simply out on your patio for that situation. So, again, I said, these are taken from my bedroom window. And it's been 2 weeks, and there's been no response, and there's been no change in movement, the camera movement. From everything I've read online, it seems that the laws have not caught up to the technology, and there's not a whole lot that can be done unless I can prove malicious intent, which is this proving malicious intent that there's no answer?
All right. Well, I'm going to give you two answers. One is going to be mature and legal, and the other one, Mike here, is going to be immature but effective. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hey, guys. So the way that these security cameras work at night is by using an infrared light to see. And you can confirm this yourself tonight. Hold your phone camera up to their security camera, and you'll see a bright white light. So what you can do, go on Amazon and buy an infrared floodlight. And anywhere that these cameras are that you don't want to be seen, aim that floodlight at the camera. Because then even during the day, all it's going to see is a bright white dot in whatever area that you want privacy at. And they're fairly cheap and easy to set up. That's what I would do.
So this isn't like a floodlight, like a traditional floodlight where it would send all sorts of light into the house. This is infrared, so they would barely see it at all.
Correct. At most, you'll see a very dim red light coming from it, but no, it's not bright at all.
Okay, that's one option.
That camera on the other side, all it's going to see is a bright white dot wherever you want your privacy.
That's beautiful. Did you catch that, Gloria?
I did. Now, another question, of course, is that doesn't handle if I'm in my hot tub with my husband and we're just having a conversation, which you generally have to talk a little louder over the bubbles, and they're going to still record all of our conversations.
All right, here is an attorney that might be able to help you out. This is Jessica Sino. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. We appreciate you joining us. Okay, so what are her rights right here if a neighbor has a security camera that's pointed right into, like, her private area of her house?
Yeah, so it's tricky, right? You know, as she acknowledged, a lot of times the law has not yet caught up to technology, although I will say Georgia does have a couple of laws that might help you. Of course, trying to prove intent is always a challenge, but I think the bigger thing for you is that she's actually recording conversations without your consent, and that is that there's a crime on the books for it. It's, you know, not to get too technical, but it's Georgia law 16-11-62, and it pertains to eavesdropping, and you're in a private place. You have not consented to being recorded, and that is what she is doing. Now, there's an exception for home security cameras, but not when that home security camera is picking up what's on somebody else's property, and especially in their backyard. You know, so there is an option where you could potentially contact your local law enforcement to talk about that. If self-help, like, you know, purchasing something or trying to, you know, put up what they call kind of spite fences, if you're able to make that a little higher, or if she is not engaging with you on moving the camera and permanently pointing down toward her yard. And then there is, you know, the other issue where you have a reasonable expectation of privacy in your backyard, in your bedroom, and people can't easily see that if they're walking by your house. And if that's the case, that also could rise to the level of, you know, an invasion of privacy where, you know, a sternly written letter from a lawyer could help you in that light. You know, so there are a couple of options. I mean, certainly it's troubling. It's also troubling that, you know, there's an obvious answer here where you've asked her before. And there's a way to point the camera that it doesn't look toward your property. And, you know, also the excuse about looking for bears, that seems a little odd unless, you know, I don't know if there's bears in your neighborhood.
Nope.
But, you know, absent that, then I think, you know, if self-help or sort of trying to work this out in a neighborly fashion just isn't working, then, you know, I think step three or plan C, plan D, you know, contact local law enforcement to report the issue and or, you know, contact a lawyer who for a couple hundred bucks can write you a letter and kind of, you know, demonstrate like, look, you are invading your neighbor's privacy and this is actionable.
Thank you. Jessica, really appreciate you calling in. Jessica Sino, she is an attorney and a partner at Crevelin Horst Law Firm. Thank you for calling. Gloria, did that help out a little bit there?
Yeah, I think so. I will I will take another step. She's not going to be reasonable, so what else can I do? A
couple more avenues for you there.
I do have some friends that say we just need to put up a giant sign towards them that says pervert.
That might work also.
The Burt Show.